GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. Here's the post we spied on social media. I'm going to read it as it's written. Quote, thanks to Steve Robinson and The Main Wire, ICE thugs are coming to Lewiston. And then the person that posted this then shared the post of Lewiston Mayor Carl Schelling, who writes that it's my understanding that there will be an ICE enforcement in official city of Lewiston, Maine soon. Quote again, thanks to Steve Robinson and The Maine Wire, ICE thugs are coming to Lewiston. And the person that made that post, the same profile pic, maybe he was hacked, I don't know. God, it's been on our program before, George. Andy O'Brien, spokesperson for Maine AFL-CIO. John Featherston of The Maine Wire, I'm guessing you saw that post as well?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, George. Good morning, Rick. We take that as a great compliment. So, but I also think it shows the deficiency of what's going on in leadership in Maine right now. You have a governor who sits there in a video last night and tells me that she respects the rule of law. Well, I can list you a half a dozen examples that she doesn't. Let's start with Gateway Communities. Let's talk with Triad Weed. Let's talk with I see children, and I stress the word children, walking the streets of Lewiston with guns in their belts. Let's talk about the open-air drug dealing I see every day in the city of Portland. You can't tell me you respect the rule of law when I just list off those things. And then to see Mark Dion, who I really like, I think he's a pretty level-headed mayor, and a former sheriff come out and call ICE a paramilitary organization. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, what reality am I waking up into this morning? I think ICE is coming to your community and your state because you haven't done your job. And this deflection and this hand-wringing, you know, I went into Monument Square last night because I was in Portland and I was in City Hall last night. I went just to talk to people. And I think that, you know, that's one of the things that I do pretty well is I just start to talk to people. In Monument Square, I thought I was going to get a lot of anti-pushback. People are like, no, we need it. Look at what's going on here. We need it in the city. You know, I did get some feedback saying that, you know, ICE is bad and they're racist and they shouldn't be coming here. But overall, I got more positive. Yeah, we need it. You know, when are they coming?
Well, no matter what you think of it.
Here's an idea. Don't hit an ICE agent with your car. Don't hit an ICE agent with a shovel. Let ICE do their job. ICE is there to get the worst of the worst off of the streets. And we can talk all morning about, you know, is it right? Is it wrong? But show me the statistics, you know, that ICE isn't getting the worst of the worst off the streets. ICE's job is to protect our communities and get the bad people off of our streets. And where did we lose our sense of reason in this state and in this country where getting bad people off our streets to protect our children, to protect our communities is a bad thing? And this is all driven by, you know, the liberal media's narrative of saying that, oh, Trump is bad, ICE is bad, this is bad. It's not bad. It's protecting our people. The first rule of government is to protect the people. That's what this is.
I wonder if ICE was having as difficult a time in doing its job in red states compared to blue states. And there are some red states, Texas, Florida, where they have confrontations. Like we don't want to see today in Lewiston, like we don't want to see today in Portland, that we don't want to see anywhere in the United States. But they are very blue state intensive, John.
Mm-hmm. 100%. But I think you did a good job this morning, and thank you for doing so, highlighting the inconsistencies. I've had confirmed sources in Lewiston yesterday afternoon blowing up my phone going, do you know ICE is coming? Do you know ICE is coming? And then many hours later, Governor Mills comes out and produces a video like rumors. Well, which one is it? Is it confirmed that I have from reliable sources that they contacted the city of Lewiston? Or is the governor just confirmed rumors? Like that shows you right there there's a leadership problem in Augusta. Because confirmed sources are not rumors. They're confirmed sources. So I look at her video, and is she asking people to protest? Is she asking people to rally out and strike out against this? I mean, peaceful protest is, you know, I totally support a peaceful protest. I totally support it's our right in this country, and I totally support it. But the key word is peaceful protest. And for the governor to sit there last night and say, oh, you know, we have to be concerned. And I think she's sending a message to people, you know, get out on the streets and stuff like that. That's not leadership.
Well, I looked at what the media is doing this morning. Portland and, here's the headline, Portland and Lewiston braced for heavy immigration enforcement in the next week. What does that tell you? What are the people reading this morning? What are they hearing? They're hearing it here. They're hearing it everywhere. Federal immigration agents will conduct heavy immigration enforcement. Where is that coming from?
It comes from the headline writer in the Portland Press Herald, I'm guessing, as you just said.
Well, no, it's in, within the story. Federal immigration agents are expected to conduct heavy immigration enforcement in Maine's two larger cities.
Can you give us the name of the person that wrote that item that you're quoting?
Somebody named Sawyer Loftus.
Sawyer Loftus. And for whom is Sawyer Loftus writing?
Well, this particular one came out of the BDN.
Bangor Daily News. Okay, I wonder if it's shared.
U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement planning to move resources into Maine. Where is that plan coming from? Has it been announced?
Can
I share something with you that's kind of getting glossed over? You know, Steve Robinson and I were at the Gateway Communities office in Lewiston when Homeland Security showed up. It was almost like something out of a movie. The feds have been on the ground in Maine for a while now. And you don't think that Homeland Security has shared information of what they saw? Because not only did they go to Gateway Communities, they went to 210 Blake Street in downtown Lewiston, looking into the Osmond residency issue. The feds have been on the ground in Maine for a lot longer and that's where I get frustrated. You know, Governor Mills, well, it's rumored. Hey, Governor, the feds have been looking, you know, at the bad job you've been doing for a couple of weeks now. It's time to, you know, start embracing reality here and realize that, you know, they're coming because you haven't done your job.
Can we go back to something you shared just a moment ago? And, I think it's an honest question. What's the plan? But if you're conducting an operation to try to get rid of or capture the worst of the worst, according to the estimates, the 5,000 to 10,000 in our state unlawfully, do you send out your itinerary and say, hey, we'll be on Blake Street at 10 this morning, and then we'll be on Maple Street at 11:30? You don't do that. I don't think. And can we go back to the word heavy? Heavy was the term, I think, that this writer that you mentioned, George, said. And here's my question, just among the three of us. Would ICE actions in our state have to be heavy if we didn't have the policies that allowed so many, 5,000 to 10,000 in the estimate from Pew, to be here? Go ahead and put the word heavy, and maybe that's going to trigger someone that's going to be a part of a protest today, which I think is inevitable. That's the question we're getting to here in a moment or two, John. I don't know if heavy is responsible, but I think it's accurate. John, do we think we're going to see the level of demonstrations and protests, anti-ICE, as they may be in Lewiston and Portland today?
I think, you know, the protests are inevitable, and like I said, peaceful protest, I totally support a peaceful protest, but don't impede the work. ICE is here to arrest people who don't want to be arrested. ICE is here to arrest people that need to be deported because they've violated, you know, orders. They're here to get the worst of the worst. Please respect the job that's being done and don't get in the way of it. And for the governor to stir the pot last night, as I see it, is reckless. And, you know, and also, can I bring up a point, Rick, before we run out of time? You highlighted it yesterday morning and then even talked about it again this morning. Governor Mills will sit there in her video last night and say, well, we respect the rule of law. We respect the rule of law. And then she finally comes out after 10 months and says, Gateway Communities needs to be investigated. And she comes out in a statement. Well, where's the statement? She told one news organization, and you won't see it reported in any other news organization other than us, the Maine Wire, because I wrote about it yesterday. Where is this statement that she wants Gateway Communities investigated?
Can I tell you both something? And this is totally honest. Last night, when Scott and Ben in the governor's office sent out her statement concerning possible ICE operations, I didn't have my glasses on. And all I saw was Governor Mills' statement in Lewiston. And I thought it was finally the statement they were sending out on Gateway. And I replied to Scott and Ben and I said, hey, is there anything we can do to get these more timely? And then a moment or two later, I put my glasses on and I read it. I realized, oh, this is not the Gateway statement we've all been looking for. It sounds like Star Wars right there. It was the statement about possible ICE actions. And I sent a note back and I said, strike that, guys. Honestly, I thought this was the Gateway statement that I still cannot find. And John, I'm guessing you on the ground that have been knocking on doors and getting them slammed in your face now for, I don't know, 10 months. You haven't seen that statement either.
I've asked for it, haven't seen it, looked everywhere for it, turning over rocks, can't find it. And oh, how convenient that the governor is running for United States Senate, and then she doesn't want this statement, and I'm doing air quotes, to come back and bite her in a couple months during her Senate campaign. This is bad, guys. This is bad.
I think only Channel 8 has it. But I'm surprised they did not. You know how sometimes you'll see a news story and the statement by the politician will be in italics? I didn't see that in the WMTW news story. I did not see the statement.
Nothing in quotes.
Nothing in quotes. All right, so it's not our imagination.
No.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.